Finally, a clear political message. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the whirlpool of attack ads, robocalls, charges, countercharges, changing opinion polls, and Sarah Palin tweets, one candidate managed to cut through the noise.
Allow me to introduce myself. I represent the Rent is Too Damn High Party.
Jimmy McMillan representing the Rent is Too Damn High Party. That's the number two, because otherwise the party name wouldn't have fit on the ballot application. He's one of the alternative candidates in the New York governor's race, a race which seems to have a wealth of alternative candidates. And he was a welcome interlude in a campaign season where the issues are either too wonkish to comprehend,
freeze on non-defense discretionary spending,
or too stupid to take seriously.
Is it ever a good idea to tie up a woman and ask her to kneel before a false idol, your god that you call Aqua Buddha?
But Jimmy McMillan, he can explain his platform in 4 seconds. Go.
My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket.
Plus, his facial hair is so luxuriant, he immediately earned the official endorsement of the American Mustache Institute, something I didn't even know existed. It later emerged that, as founder of the Rent is Too Damn High Party, McMillan himself, in fact, lives rent-free because his landlords consider him family, which to some pundits undermines his complaint. But what that tells me is that, unlike most candidates, his policies actually get results, which is why the elites tried to shut him down.
Okay, Let's talk about the issue.
Mr. Cuomo, 30 seconds for you, sir.
Rent is too damn high.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.